Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that blows her perfume through the air. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Vibrations are happening with her.
Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good.
Oh man, oh man, is that an oldie but a goodie, a bit of good vibrations there.
Nothing wrong with us oldies, we're very, very good with us oldies. I'm beginning to think us oldies were the best of the crop. Looking out crops, my daughter, I went and bought a whole pile of vegetables and got my daughter's veggie garden going for the summer about a month or so ago, and boy, has her garden taken off. And I got told when I arrived to visit her the other day, oh, you can take some veggies out of the garden, Mum, but don't take too many. And I said, really?
And you're
cheeky, but not leaving her sounding bad. It's because that she's got a couple of families she's helping.
Excellent.
Making everything she's got spare to those families. So that's okay.
And it has gone off, absolutely. Spring is here. It is just totally, everything's gone off, hasn't it?
Everything is growing so prolifically. Now, has that got something to do with the weather, or has that got something to do with the plants and the seeds?
Oh, I don't know, but, oh, yeah, now, remember last week I talked about the seeds. I'm in trouble with seeds, actually, and I'm also really wary now. Now, do you know how we're all going, oh, people don't like taking the seeds out while they're doing their vegetables and stuff, so we start to see seedless cucumbers, seedless this, seedless that. Now, hang on, guys, you need seeds. So yeah. Who's going to be controlling the seeds when you've all got these seedless cucumbers and everything else, and we won't be able to grow them? So a little bit of conspiracy theory here. Yeah, even my seeds this year have not grown that well with some particular things. But if I buy the plant from the plant place, they seem to grow. So, I mean, I collect my own seeds, like, you know, when I do let some of the plants go to seed and collect them, but it's really interesting, and this has been happening for the last couple of years.
So are you saying that the seeds that you collect aren't growing, or the seeds from the stores aren't growing?
The seeds from the stores are not growing that
way. Are not growing. Ah, anyway. Right.
But then I keep thinking every time they decide to make a vegetable seedless, that's a wee problem. Because
I know.
Well, he's that's to control the seeds.
Exactly. And that's messing with Mother Nature, you see. And so, yes, they might be able to control the seeds for a little while, but Mother Nature will turn around and slap us in the ass again, like she always does. And it'll only be the people like you who are growing your own seeds and sticking to it that are going to be able to keep producing food. So don't you go putting any of those contaminated seeds in your garden, because you'll lose your good crop. I am right, and I'm the conspiracy theorist from all time.
But there's a great place, actually. I think I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I'm sure it's down in Palmerston North, that does heritage seeds, and they share them. And all they ask for you to do is, once you have your crop and you get some seeds out of it, share them with other people. So these are like the proper seeds from way back. So I always do get a few seeds from them, and they have some amazing tomato seeds. And so you eat that tomato and it tastes like a tomato. So I do try and keep those ones as well. But just lately, just topping up my seed, the last few years, topping them up, grabbing them from the store, and I'm just not having much luck. But interesting how if I buy the little plant, it grows. So it's not the soil.
Not the soil, definitely the seeds. It's quite scary when you think about it, how much has been changed like that, isn't it? Mm. And then they make seeds that they say are resistant to slugs or some other thing. And I go, well, hang on a minute. If it's resistant to slugs, then it's got some poison in it, you know? So, it's just... But what I do love is you mentioned tomatoes, when I taste a tomato that is grown on in my daughter's garden, and I taste the same cherry tomato that is bought in the supermarket, there's no comparison still, you know, even though they might be polluting the gardener's crops as well, it's still nicer than the ones that are grown for the consumer. Yeah.
Absolutely. And isn't it? It's just, we've got to get the right shape. It's got to look good. Yeah. I just think of some of the carrots I've been pulling out of my garden, the gnarly old crinkle round about. There's no nice straight one in there. But my God, they taste good.
I know they do, don't they? It's just so much better. I always remember when I came back from being a chef in Spain, and I came back to... I was actually in Aussie the first place I came back to, and the supermarket's stalls just looked so fabulous, and they were all so uniform and so perfectly set up and all the rest of it. In Spain, in the supermarkets, well, I know it depends where you go, but pretty much, everything's just all over the place, and it's all a mess, and often it's not even clean. It's still got some dirt on it, and, but the tomatoes just looked absolutely beautiful, and the spinach looked absolutely beautiful when I went to Australia. But then I went to cook with it, and it's like, oh, this is terrible. and I kept throwing the food out thinking I'd done something wrong with it, and it wasn't. It was the flavor of the food and the quality of the food. The tomatoes in Spain look like absolutely rubbish, and they taste absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And I still haven't tasted a tomato here in New Zealand anything like what they've got.
Isn't it amazing, eh, when you look back how marketed we are, you know, marketed at? It's just, it really is. And you kind of think, you know, for our generations, you think, well, we've been through both, you know, so we can actually look back and identify that. But I wonder if this new generation really even identifies and knows the extent to which they are, you know, marketed at. Be interesting. Maybe they do. I don't know.
No, but they're deleting so much information now, and pretty much all your information is what you get from Google. And I think I mentioned this last time. I used to believe in Google just like I used to believe in doctors and politicians. But I don't believe in Google. You know, it's this ongoing thing that people keep destroying my trust. I looked something up in Google and it was an utter lie. It was saying it was a fact and it was a lie. And you know it's a lie because you're old. But, you know, The generation that wasn't around when that particular thing happened is going to believe what's on Google. You know, there's my generation saying that's just not true. How come that is up there? Because I was there and that didn't happen. That's not, you know, we're not going to be around to monitor that. So the what you get on Google. And how do you change what goes on Google anyway? I mean,
I have no idea, because, you know, with Wikipedia, remember when Wikipedia came out, you could change. I think you still can, can't you? Can you change or add a comment in Wikipedia? So they made it, you could call them out, or call whoever it was that added that up, call them out on it. Yeah.
And it was checked and everything. But Google, from what I can make out, because I've been in inquiring about this at the moment, it's pretty much what people feed into Google. The majority of what they feed in is spewed out as being the fact, the truth.
Be an interesting world, you know, when we've popped our clogs and come back to just kind of look in and see what's happening. It'd be quite fascinating. I don't think we could do that, however, but it would actually be quite fascinating.
I am,
you know,
really hoping I can haunt people. I'm really, really hoping I can. I really want to.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Oh, you'd come back. Who would you haunt? Oh, no, we better not say that over there.
No. We're not going to get into that discussion. We are not going to get into that discussion. And believe me, I'm going to be a very, very, very busy ghost.
Are you going to be a nice haunter? Or are you going to get a few people back?
I'm going to be positive energy where I think it's going to work, and I am going to be absolutely diabolically evil energy when I think that's going to work.
Oh, bless. Isn't that lovely? But interesting, you know, the energy's there, so who knows? Who knows, Irene? You may be coming back throwing a little bit of energy around, and you might be able to even get into that Google and, you know, do a bit of stuff to there. Who knows?
I think they've got that very well and carefully covered. and manipulated and processed to make it work for whoever they are. I wish we knew who they were. Mm. That would be wonderful.
Talking about haunting and stuff, it's kind of that year where all those other characters come out, isn't it? We're not going to say it yet because it's still November. However, you would not even know it's still November. I was talking to somebody the other day, you know, and now they were from the Philippines, and they say that the C word starts in September. No. So as soon as the month turns to the last three letters, B-E-R, it starts. I'm just like, no. I mean, I get crazy. It's starting in October here now, which is bad enough, but,
I know. Going shopping anywhere is already a nightmare. And honestly, coming up from Tauranga, I got as far as Pukekohe and decided I can't do any more of this. The traffic on the road was just absolutely ludicrous. Mind you, it was a Friday, and it was a beautiful weekend. So, you know, you expected a lot of people to be out and about. And then I thought, right, I'll just stop and my friends at Pukekohe and continue on at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Most of the sports will be off the road by then, you know, it won't be too bad. It took me 4 hours to get from Pukekohe to Whangaparoa Road.
Oh, my gosh.
4 hours.
Yeah. That is absolutely crazy.
And then I went to meet my friends, and because I was running so late by then, that all arrived the night before, and we were all meeting out at Shakespeare Park. Not a park to be found. Shakespeare Park is huge, absolutely huge. Not a park to be found anywhere. It was chock-a-block.
Isn't that awesome, though, people getting out and about? You know, it's great to see because you're right. Shakespeare is huge. But how amazing for it to be so full.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I wonder what Long Bay was like. But it really amused me because there's a lot of little bays on the side of the road that you can put your boat in as you're driving out to Shakespeare Park. You know, it's quite a long road that goes out there. And the fishermen, just the ordinary Joe Blog with his little boat that loves to go fishing, they were having a protest and they were doing this, pulling their boats over the Harbour Bridge. And there was supposed to be about 500 or something. Well, I tell you what, there's got to be a lot of them in Auckland because every single one of these bays was jam-packed full of boat trailers and, you could hardly move down those roads to get to the beach because there were so many boat trailers. So I looked at it and I went, 500 going over the Harbour Bridge? We got another 1,000 out here, so...
Maybe that's why the traffic was so crap. You're right, because they had that little protest. So maybe, that was the issue. So
that was on the Saturday. Yeah.
It is good that people still have a voice. And I do like to see a peaceful protest. I think it's really important that we keep having that voice, you know, and you do see in some countries how it's so shut down. But it's good. Well, it's blasted annoying because, yes, it took you 4 hours in your van, but it's so great still to have that voice. And talking about that, guys, we'd love to hear your voice. What are you doing? And yep, it is going to be the C word next week. Tell us about all of your preparations coming up to finish us off today. A bit of the Beatles and a bit of Marvin Gaye. Hey guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
here so hard to see come together right now. Over me.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.